Hello. No BS. How's it going? Coach Betsy here. Thank you for the thumbs up. Y'all come into the chat. Y'all ready to do some coaching tonight? Let's do this. Let's do this. All right. Hello, Annette. Hello, Vivian. All right, come on in, everybody. Here, let me change my name. The amazing Coach Christy, the star of our camp videos, who has seen some of our amazing camp videos with shame 'em. She's in the chat with us tonight. And I'm going to bring her up as a panelist, so that she can answer any Q&A or just leave me some Q&A. There we go. All the things. Okay. All right. Yeah, so Coach Christy will be in the chat, so you all can chat with her in there. Feel free to put any questions in the Q&A that you want me to answer. And Christy, if you want to answer them, go right ahead. If you want to leave them for me to answer, just a little bit of both is fine. But I would just love to help y'all in the area of binging and overeating in any way that you are comfortable with. If you're not quite comfortable getting on camera and talking to me, that's okay. If you want to just get in some Q&A, if you want to just chit chat in the chat and just listen, or if you want to just do nothing but listen, it's perfectly fine. So it's we just want this to be a safe space for everybody to just learn and grow. And really just the bottom line is just if you don't take anything away from the call today, you are not alone. You are not the only one who is experiencing all of this stuff. So we already have Emily who's raised her hand. I also, let's see. Oh, and Nancy, there you are, Nancy. I was just about to say, I'm looking for you. I'm assuming you're the Nancy from Facebook that wanted to get coached. So I was going to talk about something, and I may after but I really just want to jump into coaching tonight. And if we get to what I was going to talk about, great. But if not, I really want to start coaching and see what we can see what we can do there tonight. How about that? Let's just shape things up a little bit and go with it. Go with flow. All right, Miss Emily, we're going to go ahead and bring you up and let's just get started coaching, because that's what really this call is all about. So, but y'all, this board behind me is going to that's my hers. There we go. At least my head's kind of covering it up now. Okay. Emily. Say. Okay. Let's see. I don't see you or hear you yet. Let me hold on just a minute. Where do I? Okay. Where do I go up? I'm going to ask you to unmute and then also ask you to start your video if you want to. So there we go. All right. There's your video. Still need you to unmute.
Okay.
There we go. All right. It's a process.
Yes.
Always a process. All right. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's going on?
So I've been good with sticking to my plan for the last few days, but this morning I had a little bit of overeating, and I don't feel anything when I'm doing it. I don't know, it's just like a habit for me, because I've been on so many diets before.
Yeah, that's normal, right? That's normal that you would just want to eat sometimes. But here's a question I'd like to ask some of my private clients when I coach them. What if, let's just pretend, like what were you eating this morning? What was one of the
Cookies
things?
and
Cookies. Okay.
a little bit of chips.
Okay. Cookies and chips. I like to ask them, like, let's just pretend that all of a sudden, magic was a thing. There was just a thing where the cookies and the chips just poof disappeared. And there was nothing to eat. There was nothing for you to eat. And you had to be with yourself in that moment instead. What would you be experiencing in that moment if you were to take a guess? Do you have any guesses? What would be going on? What would you be thinking about? What would you be left with if we didn't have the food?
Maybe emptiness because I didn't have it.
Yeah, you'd probably be left with an urge, right? An urge to still eat. Yeah. Anything else? Any other thoughts and feelings?
I am home by myself,
Okay.
alone a lot of times, so I don't know, I mean, maybe it's loneliness or
Maybe some
I get
loneliness.
bored.
Okay. Boredom. Loneliness. Yeah. You probably have a habit, like you said, of like, when I feel a little lonely or a little bored, like that doesn't really feel real great just to sit there and feel that. So let's just eat to kind of break things up. Yeah, but that's all it is, right? Just a habit. Do you think that you could handle sitting there with some loneliness and some boredom?
Yeah, I have the dogs. I have two dogs at home that kind of keep me company a little bit.
Okay. So that could be kind of a way for you to kind of interrupt this pattern. Is like when you kind of start to feel this stuff and you're like, ooh, we could eat. Like it, and again, you may not even hear this in your mind because it's just so such a habit that's been developed. But again, and this is where you could kind of set up some sticky notes or something on your, wherever your food is and be like, hey, let's go pet the dogs first. Let's go play with the dogs for a little while. Like 5 minutes. Or just love on the dogs. And then we can eat if we want to. This is what we call the pause plus permission process. Corinne talked about this a few weeks ago on the in the membership, where we're just putting like a pause in. On the just we're not just doing like urge eat, urge eat, urge eat, it all happens so quick, right? And so we're just trying to kind of slow the process down a little bit where it's like, okay, I can still eat later if I want to. That's the permission part. But I'm just going to work on slowing this down a little bit and I'm just going to go play with the dogs for a little while. And then if I still want to eat afterwards, I can. But it sounds like maybe you might get your you might get what you need from the dogs. What do you
Yeah,
think?
and I'm also trying like to go for walks, when the weather's nice too.
Yeah, that's definitely another option. Sometimes, yeah, it's like if it's at night or if the weather's not great, that may be off the table, but that's absolutely another option. What else could you try in the moment? What are you usually doing when these urges come up?
Usually nothing.
I mean, like, but we're always doing something. Like, what are you? Are you sitting watching TV?
I'm on my phone a lot.
You're on your phone. Okay. So what if you just gave yourself permission and said, you know what? For the next 10 minutes, I'm going to give myself permission to just look at my phone and I'm going to sit here. Sometimes when I have an urge at night and I'm like laying on the couch watching TV, under a blanket. I tell myself, like, and I have an urge, and I'm like, okay, we're not going to eat because we're not hungry or we didn't plan it or whatever. But I don't have to do nothing else but lay on this couch and watch TV. I don't have to go journal. I don't have to go, I don't have to go for a walk even. And so, what if you just gave yourself permission to just, I'm going to sit here and enjoy looking at my phone?
Okay.
Yeah. Because sometimes we're looking at our phone and then we feel bad for looking at our phone so much. And then we get an urge to eat sometimes
Yeah.
because we're judging ourselves. And it's like permission, I call it the power of permission. If we just give ourselves permission to look at, sit and look at our phones, to lay on the couch and watch TV, then we're probably going to be much less likely to eat because we're okay with what we're doing. What do you think?
Yeah.
You think you can practice one of those things?
Yeah.
Kind of just, either play with the dogs or just give yourself permission to be looking at your phone. Or, and then again, like I said, if you want to go eat later, you can. Or, if you want to go eat after. But again, you're much less likely to because you kind of slowed the process down. And it sounds, I mean, are you physically hungry when you are eating this stuff, the chips and the cookies?
Usually not really, but usually too, it's like 2 to 3 hours after I've eaten.
Okay. So probably you're not quite hungry. If we always say if you've eaten to enough, then it should last you at least 3 to 4 hours. Because what are your common hunger signals? Are you feeling any hunger signals during that time?
Not really.
So that's what we know. It's an urge, right? It's just an urge to not feel bored or to not feel lonely. And yeah, we can just choose to do something else instead.
Yeah, but then like today after that, I just decided, I was hungry and I just ate my lunch then.
I mean, if you are truly physically hungry, eat. But definitely work on really making sure that you're hungry. So, what were your hunger signals today when you decided to eat lunch?
I was like, since I already eat, felt like I needed some food, I should just eat my lunch.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine. If you're pretty sure that you're hungry, then just go ahead and eat. Right? Don't overthink it. And, but then also just continue to get real curious about what your hunger signals are and then your enough signals as well. Okay.
And that's one thing I'm still working on, because like before I would eat pretty much on the clock.
Yeah. And so that's amazing progress that you're making, right? Is that you're just starting to get to know your hunger signals. How long have you been in OBS?
A month.
A month. Okay. Your brain. Oh my gosh, you're like a little baby, like a little
Yes.
tiny baby. Welcome, by the way. So, yeah, you're just getting to know these hunger and enough signals. And it's going to be a practice. It's going to take some time, but you're already doing amazing. You're listening. You're listening for them and getting to know them.
I feel like I'm doing a little bit better with enough. Like I haven't like stuffed myself in a while, so
Yeah. So what is one of your common enough signals? When do you know you're at enough?
when I feel like my stomach is full, but like I'm not like stuffed.
Yes. I like to describe it like there's a little bit of pressure in my abdomen, but
Yes.
not like, full, not like, stuffed. And then I feel like I could go and, walk around and I don't need to like just go and sit and veg out, right? You still
Yeah.
feel kind of a little bit light. And we used to say it's like you could do a little bit of yoga if you wanted to. It's so you're not, you're not so full that you just want to sit and do nothing, right? So you're figuring it out. Amazing. Amazing. Great job. All right. I want you to keep listening for those hunger and enough signals. And then I want you to maybe put some sticky notes up where your food is and say something like, is this a good time where I could, go play with the dogs for a little while or go take a walk? And just practice letting yourself just have that urge and do whatever it is that you want to do during that time. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good to see you. Welcome. All right. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's bring up Miss Nancy next. Love talking to new members, y'all. Don't ever stop listening for your hunger and enough signals. Hello, Miss Nancy. Let's see. Putting you
Hi.
down here. Hello, how are you? Good to see you. You look just like
Good.
your profile pic.
Well, thank
I was
you. Which is good because my name's not the same in Facebook usually as
for
it is in
Well, you can be whoever you want to be.
Zoom. So my issue is in the moment when I'm binging, and I usually only have binging episodes maybe 2 to 3 times a week. It's always in the evening. It's usually like 2 hours after dinner. I'm not hungry. But in the moment, like I have a hard time doing that pause and asking myself, what do I really need? What am I really feeling? And then the next, like, and then I kind of like rebel and I don't even like, even after I've eaten it and it's, there's no more, I still don't even want to like journal or even like ask myself. And so then the next day when I'm journaling or doing a discovery sheet, trying to, figure out, why, I don't have, like, I don't know what I was feeling in the moment. I don't feel like I'm like lacking in something that I need something. It's just like, all I, it's like, I just wanted it. And
Okay,
it's kind of like I'm rebelling. I want it, so I'm just going to have it.
so I'm gonna ask you the same question that I asked. Was it Amy? Gosh, y'all, I'm so bad with names.
Emily.
Emily, thank you. Sorry, Emily. I'm probably as bad as Corinne is with names, but so like let's say that food, like let's say you got up to go get that food. And you open, and the cupboard is bare. There is no food in the house.
Well, I actually even have like on both my fridge door and the pantry door, kitchen is closed, and I've
Okay.
actually listed like, go out, sit outside and read or take 5 deep breaths. But in the moment, I just ignore it. I
Okay.
just,
So
I
it
don't
sounds to me
even.
like those notes ain't working. Here's what your note needs to say. It needs to say, we know we don't want to do this right now. We know we want to still eat. Like it's got to be like meeting you where you are in that moment. I mean, like good try, right? Good try with those other notes. But it's like, no, it's like, okay, what could you say to your, what could you write on that note that might get your attention a little bit more than, because yeah, in that moment, you're like, fuck closing the kitchen, fuck it, But it's like, what could you write? Again, what could you just try to put on that note that might get your attention a little bit more?
I was thinking when you were talking to Emily, that it really came up to me that, because even before you started talking to Emily and I was thinking about it, I didn't really think I was rebelling. So, but if I put on the note like stop or don't do this, it's just another form of like, well, you're telling me what to do. So I guess if I think about it like being kind to myself and compassion and inviting myself, that I don't know if that would work.
It's something to try, right? And this is what we got to do, y'all. We got to try stuff. I know we want the right answer that is going to be guaranteed to work 100% of the time from the start, but that's just not, you know, that's not life, right? So yeah, it's like, okay, you've tried the stop, no, don't, you know, rules. And yeah, then your inner rebel comes out. And by the way, in the, you know, in the chat, you got, you know, people agreeing with you. And so, yeah, it's time to try something different. So again, what could this note sound like? What could it say? Just what's something that you could say, just if you were to take a guess.
It's like, Nancy, I know you want to eat this. I know that you just want to do it for just to do it, but if you do it, it's, I don't know how to answer the rebel.
Okay.
I don't know.
And this is a process, right? Like, I mean, first off, number one, I mean, you just kind of met her tonight, you know, you've just kind of uncovered and kind of, which is amazing, right? Amazing awareness on your part. And so now it's time to get to know her, right? It's like, okay, I've got this rebel self, and, you know, and we have like all kinds of different selves inside of us. I like to think they're all just kind of like hanging out on the couch together, but like we're our self, true self is like the boss. But we've got these other selves inside, and it's like, okay, that sounds like we might need to have a little meeting. You know, we'll get to know you with this rebel. And like, what do you really, and this might be like some good journaling for you, where it's like, okay, what do you really need? You know, what do you really, like, what's going on with you? I mean, even just not even like, what do you need yet? But like, and you don't, if you're not ready to talk to her, it could just be like some journaling, like, okay, why do I think I have this rebel? What's going on with her? Maybe like where does she come from? Is she maybe like a child's age? Is she, you know, like a teenager, like a rebellious teenager? And like, what's really going on with her? It's always, there's always fear. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Just with you asking that, I know exactly. Okay. Teenage rebel, because you know, I was put on a medically supervised diet at the age of 5.
Okay.
And, you know, so then, you know, I always felt like my mom was the food police. And even though she was doing it from a good place and trying to help me, whenever she'd say, well, do you really want to eat that? I'd be like, hell yeah, I want to eat it. And so I think that's where this is coming from.
So it's like, I mean, teenagers are rebels anyway, right? And then when you've got this on top of it, where you've been on a diet and been told that you can't have these foods or whatever, it's like, yeah, like, yeah, of course that makes sense. Makes total sense. And so it's time for you. And I think it'd be great. I was encouraging another client to do this today, to like find a picture of yourself when you were a teenager.
Probably doesn't exist.
Well, you know, or just, you can just think about it, right? But, you know, and like, what do you, you know, let's get to know her, right? What's going on with her? What is she thinking and feeling? And then what does she need? Like, what, how do we need to talk to her? Okay. Do you have like kids? Do you have teenage?
No.
Kids? Okay.
But
I don't either, but we know, I mean, we've been teenagers and we know kind of what they respond to and what they don't, or what they pay attention to and what they don't.
No, but just you saying that right now is like, she needs a hug. She needs to be told it's okay. That, you know, you can, you know, you're not restricted anymore. You can eat that.
Yes. I was thinking like something like, it's okay. Sometimes the simplest things are better. Like on a sticky note, like it's okay.
I think I was getting hung up on, you know, filling out the discovery sheet and trying to figure out what I was really feeling,
mm-hmm.
and then what I need, mm-hmm. you know, what I really need. And I couldn't come up with an answer.
Yeah.
But with you saying, well, don't, you know, journal about, instead of, if you don't know what you're feeling or what you need, journal about like what's going on with that rebel. Who is she, and getting to know her? And then when I started thinking about that, it's like, well, kind of like what you tell a friend, like, how would you comfort a friend? How would you, you know, show compassion to a friend? And then it's like, well, that's what she needs.
Yes. Yes. And so this is where, this is such a good example of like, kind of, we, a lot of us have tried like the no, you know, just don't do this. And sometimes we need just some clear rules and like, you know, that works for us. But then if we don't, you know, if that doesn't work and we're still doing this thing, then I always suggest the next thing to try is some compassion. So the next thing to try is some compassion, some kindness, some loving on yourself. Because that's probably what's missing here. It's like, it's, you know, that rebel is just going to keep, you know, it's going to keep rebelling.
Yeah, because it's only recently that I've learned to show myself compassion. Yeah. And I've always, you know, for many, many years, I'm 52 now. So it's probably only like in the last 2 or 3 years that I've learned how to ask for help. Yeah. Like 3 years ago, I would have never gotten on a call or asked a coach anything. And I totally lost my train of thought, but,
well, we were talking about, but I know, I mean, you know, you're just, yeah.
I'm the type A personality, yes. And like, I can do it on my own and I don't need help and I can figure this out, and yes. Kind of, and being very judgmental when I don't figure it out. Like,
right.
Why can't you figure this out? You're smart enough. You should be able to figure this out. And I guess part of that was coming up with, well, I don't know what I need. Why can't I figure this out? I should know what I need. I should know, yes, what I'm feeling.
And so often that's the power of coaching, right? Is that, and that's why I'm so glad you reached out today and you raised your hand, because I was actually just talking to one of my private clients about this and about how, why I will always have a coach myself, because if we're kind of stuck in some judgment and like, why can't I figure this out, and shame, and you know, like, ooh, I should be able to figure this out, then we can't, it's so hard for us to move forward on our own, right? It's like, okay, if this is not that big of a deal, right? That's what I can help. That's what I helped you with, right? Where it's like, okay, if we were just to take guesses and just, you know, get curious here, what could we try, right? But this, again, this is something that's something that you can start doing with yourself, right? Where it's like, okay, if I'm not sure what to do or not sure of the right thing to do, what could I just try? And that kind of opens up your mind to some possibilities and things to try. So, yes. All right. Okay. So you're going to do some journaling around your teenage rebel. I mean, another thing, you could actually write a letter to her. You could write a letter to her and kind of let her know, like, okay, you know, I love you. I understand what's going on with you. I know why you are the way that you are because of what we experienced, you know, as a child and all of that. And now, just like you said a second ago, now we can have whatever we want. But I also know that, you know, you're not so sure about that, or, you know, just some sort of, just kind of a conversation to start with her and all right, get to know her. And then, if you get stuck or have any other questions, you know, I'm over and Ask Coaches, so you can put my name in the question, or, you know, post in Facebook and tag me or whatever. And I'd love to hear what you come up with. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. So good to talk to you. All right. Now we have anybody else? Okay. I thought somebody else had raised their hand, but I was, if y'all want to, anybody else that wants to get coached, I was going to look in the questions too. Christy, I know you're okay. You mark these to answer live. Can your body make up feeling of hunger if you have an urge to eat at the same time every day? Great question, Annette. Sometimes that's going to be my answer. So, and Sharon, I see that your hand is raised, so we'll go to you next. We can get into the habit of, if we have an urge every day and we give into that urge every day by eating, we can kind of start to train our bodies to kind of throw up some faux hunger just to keep that habit going. Okay. But this is what I want to say about that whole thing. Let's not overthink all of this. Let's go back to, okay, And this may be where it's like, okay, this really feels like hunger. But when was my last meal? This is where you can kind of have, if you got your data, you can go back to your data. And it's like, okay, when was my last meal? Am I really, truly, physically hungry here? And then you start experimenting where it's like, okay, if I'm thinking I'm probably not really, truly hungry, then why don't I just like set a timer for 10 minutes or 30 minutes and then reassess how I feel then? And I can, it's again, that pause plus permission process, where we just kind of slow the process down and we slow the urge down to where it's not this like emergency where we have to eat immediately or we're going to die. We just start to get curious and slow down the process. And then we check back in with ourselves. Maybe we drink some water. And then we kind of see where we are. And some days you're going to choose to eat. You know, maybe you're going to determine that you are truly physically hungry and you eat. Other days you're just going to give in to the urge because you don't want to be curious that day, and that's normal too. Other days you may discover that it really is an urge and that you really can wait until the next meal, or you know, that it's really not true hunger. So the whole idea of all of this is to experiment and be curious and know that you will figure it out eventually. So, but yeah, that is absolutely something that can happen. And so this is where you just really get to, ooh, y'all, allergies and itchy eyes. This is really, you just really get to know your true hunger signals. Okay. So, all right. Betty says, I feel like I would like to try the pause plus permission, but I feel like I premeditate the binge in the back of my mind all day. Isn't the pause happening during the day while I'm planning the attack? It could be. But here's the thing, Betty. You say you premeditate the binge in the back of your mind all day. What if you, like, if you say you premeditate it, then you probably, there's a time where you're like, okay, we're eating now. I want you to practice pausing then. And because it's not like the purpose of the pause is like when you have the urge, when like when you decide to eat, or you know, when you think you're deciding to eat, you don't. And you put in a pause in there. You put in some space in there, in some breathing room. So there's still an opportunity for you to put in a pause somewhere. And then also give yourself permission to eat after that. So there's still some progress to be made, because you can still put in some pauses in there. You can still kind of slow down the process, but it's very normal to sometimes premeditate the binge all day. I've had days where like I wake up and I'm like, oh yeah, it's happening today. Like, this is going to be one of those days. And I decide ahead of time. And I've gotten really aware of, there's another coach who calls it like the sequence of events. Sometimes a binge, y'all, is planned weeks in advance. Because maybe we're going to a party or we're going on vacation or something like that. And like, it may not even be like a fully conscious thing that we're doing, but we also haven't decided to not binge. So sometimes a decision at like the fact that we haven't decided to not binge is a decision to binge. Does that make sense? Where like I've had days where it's like, okay, I got to the end of the day and I had binged, and I kind of reflected back on the earlier part of the day. And I was like, oh, there was that time where I didn't shut down. I didn't shut down the decision to binge. Right. I kind of just kept it open. I kind of was like, well, let's just see how the day goes. We'll just see how it goes. Well, that's not a decision. Or that's actually a decision to binge. That's not a decision to not binge. Okay. So great question, because that brought up something that we don't talk about a whole lot with binging. All right, Miss Sharon, let's see what you have to say here. Christy, you keep wanting to be on the screen, and I know you like the limelight, but I gotta pin Sharon. All right, just kidding, Christy. All right, hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
So I'm when I pause, I cannot seem to figure out what I'm thinking. So when you started the call, you said, in that moment, if the food was gone, what would you be thinking? I don't know. I don't
Well,
really think I'm bored. I don't think.
here's how we can, maybe kind of get a little bit closer to figuring it out is the pause. Is like, okay, I'm not eating right now. What am I left with? What is going on with me right now? Like, we're not going to eat. Let's say you've decided for 10 minutes you're not going to eat. And then you're going to kind of reassess and see if you want to, this is in the pause plus permission. Okay, I got 10 minutes to like just kind of see what's going on with me, see what I might be thinking, see what I might be hearing in my mind, see what I might be feeling. What do you think?
I think that when I do that, I get anxious. It's like I just want to get the binge going and over with because I know that's where it's going to end up anyway.
So, like you're absolutely making progress, but you're not quite at the point right to where you can kind of like really listen because it's still like we got to get the binge done. We got to get this like what's the word? Like it's like meant to happen. What's the word I'm thinking of? Like it's somebody will tell me in the chat, but it's like it's as good as done. And so you're still not like really inevitable. Thank y'all. Sometimes I just can't pull up the word
I
inevitable.
couldn't think of it either.
That's one of those words, y'all. And I'm like, oh, am I losing my memory? No, I just can't pull up the word sometimes. So you're but you're still pausing. And so this is where in when you start pausing and you start feeling that anxious, right? Of like, oh, but it's gonna happen. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. It's gonna happen. Okay. I'm okay. Yes, it might still happen. But I'm gonna give myself the gift of this 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 seconds. I mean, start wherever you can, right? But it's like, okay, I'm gonna be okay. We're gonna just give it some time here. This is where you kind of got to calm down your nervous system a little bit, right? To be able to hear or kind of get any kind of awareness in. And that just might take some practice at first to just calm your nervous system down enough to be able to hear anything. But here's the thing, I'm trying to kind of figure out how to say this, but it's almost like one thing we know you are experiencing is like this anxiety to kind of get the binge like done and over with. Well, that's one reason that you're eating because you don't want to sit, and that's one feeling you are avoiding right there is the anxiety of, oh, here comes the urge and it's inevitable, it's just going to happen, and there's probably a lot of judgment and shame mixed up in there.
Oh, yes.
So, like, that's an answer to your question right there. That's one thing that is going on with you in
What
that
do I
moment.
do with that?
Well, like I said, this is where we kind of calm our, we kind of like take some deep breaths and always kind of just like, put my hand. I'm going to talk about the trusting your body toolkit before I get out of here today because I had an idea when I swear y'all have the best ideas when I go to the bathroom right before calls. And I have an idea about that. But the Trusting Your Body Toolkit, Christy, if you can find a link to that, it gives you all kinds of ideas. I mean, one of them is literally just breathing. I swear, like 3D breaths is a game changer. It can be, if we just practice it, it can be a game changer and kind of bring us back to ourselves. And we're not just so, ooh, and this is kind of, you were talking about you being like above home base, which is another lesson that we talk about in the Trusting Your Body course, which is, a course I recommend to everyone after they have finished the No BS Weight Loss course. So breathing, putting your hand on your heart. These are grounding exercises that really just remind you that, like, you are safe. You are, you know, a human in a body that's just, you know, and you think about, like, how you are feeling on the in the chair, like the weight of your body on the couch right now. You get aware of your feet on the floor. All those things can calm you down. It's like you just kind of get your mind off of, like, oh my God, we're going to binge and it's going to be, and you're just like, okay, I'm here right now. So those are a lot of the tools that we talk about in the toolkit. And so that's really the how, and it's the practicing of it.
Okay.
But again, so one thing, I mean, and that could be it. That could be the answer to your question, Sharon, is like, I'm just so anxious. Like, when I get the urge, I'm just so anxious about doing the binge and having it be over with that I just go ahead and binge. And that's all that's going on. You may not be avoiding any other feeling than that. What do you think?
Yes.
But again, there's probably shame and judgment, like, you know, like, oh, it's just going to happen and it shouldn't, but it shouldn't happen. And I'm bad for doing this and I'll never figure this out. And, you know, here we go again. And, you know, so there's definitely more than just, I mean, the anxious is, you know, it leads to the shame and judgment.
That is excellent food for thought.
Okay. So it's like, again, we got to start with just curiosity and awareness. And like, now you'll be kind of, you're already more aware. So that when this happens again, you're going to be like, ooh, let me see if there's anything going on here that Betsy and I talked about. Mm. And then check out that toolkit. Okay.
And that's going to be in the comments.
It's going to be in the chat. Yes. And okay. We'll put it in the show notes too, for the call. But again, I'm going to be talking about it too, here in just a minute, kind of a way for y'all to kind of keep it in mind. So I think I'll just do that right now because I don't see anybody else raising their hand. So, all right.
Thank you.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Take you back down. Let's look at that toolkit real quick. Let's see. I think I will share my screen. I didn't plan to do this, but we're just going to. Does it say Zoom? Oh, wait, hold on a minute. Does it say Zoom to y'all right now? Do you see Zoom? Yes. Okay. I'm just going to take that page and go to Trusting Your Body. Stretch it out down here. All right. So here is the Trusting Your Body course. And for those of you all who binge, this is really your course. And I recommend that if, you know, if you, as long as you have already gone through the No BS weight loss course, then I recommend either, actually for everyone, because, you know, we all overeat sometimes, but especially if you binge, this is your next course or the self-love course. I just think almost across the board, those are the one or the other of those courses is a great next step for you. So this is the course. And then there is this little toolkit page. That's what the link that Christy's been putting up. And so this is the toolkit that Coach Jane put together about kind of all these different tools that we can use for really just getting more kind of aware of ourselves, grounding ourselves. They're all just self-care actions is what they ultimately are. But it's so funny. It seems like the pause has really been like the theme of this call. And it's number one here on the toolkit page. You know, it's the number one tool. I like to think of this like a little toolbox. All these things are in the toolbox. But the pause, again, just slowing down the urge, right? Slowing down this whole process because it all feels so quick and so urgent, which is why it's called an urge. But if we can just pause and slow things down, we can get a little bit of, we can just feel a little bit more in control. So there's pause. There is our breath. Like I said, there are all kinds of fancy ways to breathe. And y'all, I can't ever remember what we're supposed to be breathing in and breathing out or holding or putting in, you know, doing one nostril or whatever. I suggest, and those are all amazing, but I suggest literally stopping, and let's just do this for fun. Let's stop and just take three deep breaths. And I really want you to kind of assess how you feel now. And then I want you to kind of reassess how you feel after three deep breaths, and maybe close your eyes if you want to. Okay. How do you feel? I don't know about y'all, but like I've been talking and coaching and I'm kind of like a little bit, and y'all, I just feel, and we actually did this pretty quick. You could even just practice slowing down the deep breaths, calmer, settled, more settled. Y'all, that was literally less than a minute. And you got some relief. What if that was the answer a lot of times when we get an urge? Three deep breaths. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing what that can do for us. Okay, I talked about grounding, and you can click on all these little things for like more information. I talked about the grounding, putting your hand on your heart or just on the side of your hips. You can ground yourself to your environment, like I said, to the chair or to your feet on the floor. And you can also, something that we hear about kind of like the other, when people do, when they're kind of having like a panic attack or something, like I've seen it on like TV and stuff where they kind of name things in their environment, but we can do this anytime, where we actually look around the room and we notice a white coffee mug. Brown, old shitty, blue water bottle. That kind of exercise can really just get your mind back into like into yourself and just kind of you back focused and grounded. Nature can be very grounding. Just going outside and breathing in some fresh air or feeling your feet on the grass and things like that can bring you back into the present moment. Giving yourself a hug. Y'all, we can actually hug ourselves. Let's see what it says on this page. Take your left hand and put it across your chest and under your armpit. Take your right hand and put it over your shoulder. Give yourself a squeeze. Your body doesn't know the difference between you giving yourself a hug or someone else. I mean, I did this in yoga this morning. And then she actually had us uncross our arms and go the other way and just give ourselves a hug. We are wired for physical connection. Any other psychology majors out there? I know y'all did like an intro to psychology course where you learned about the monkeys or something that were given like the wire thing. And then they were given like a soft like blanket thing, and they always chose like the soft blanket. That is like the worst description of that scientific study ever, but it's like all animals are wired for connection and for comfort and for, you know, like just connection. Okay. It has such a big impact on the nervous system. All right. I'm not going to go through all the rest of these. You know, specifically regular self check-ins, y'all, that is the simplest thing, but it's really just about like, okay, how am I doing right now? Kind of like I was talking about with Nancy, is kind of that sticky note of I'm okay. I'm okay. It's that little just check-in to make sure that we're safe and we're okay. EFT is actually, I don't know exactly what that stands for, but that is tapping. And that is a tool that I definitely recommend that you all look into if you want to try. And then the last couple of things is there are some audio recordings that Jane recorded, and I was coaching one of y'all, and I meant to give you this resource. So these are like some hidden gems here, y'all. I bet some of y'all didn't know about these, but Jane has recorded these audios for us, and I think you can pull them up on your phone. I don't think they're downloadable, but you can definitely just pull this toolkit up on your phone and then listen to them that way. It's a body scan to just kind of get curious about what's going on in your body during any emotion, during an urge, and after an overeat. So I definitely encourage y'all to check those out. Yes. Okay. And then the last thing is meditation. I think this is just where Jane recommends, like the Calm app. Yeah, Insight Timer. There's definitely some great free meditation resources out there, and they're guided meditation, y'all. It's not just sitting there like in silence, you know, doing nothing. You actually listen to someone kind of guiding you through it. My favorite is Headspace because I love the guy's voice on there. So, and then there's some bonus tools. So just all kinds of things, but this is what I wanted to tell y'all about, this printable tracker. It's kind of like it's just a doc, you know, like a PDF document. And I was thinking, is there some way, actually, you could go old school. You could print out the PDF document and then you could take a picture of that document with your phone. There's probably some way to also screenshot it from your phone. And then you could actually make it like the home screen of your phone, or you could make it somehow like where you could remind yourself. That was my idea when I was in the bathroom, was to come, because it has all the different tools here. And so sometimes we just need a reminder of like what we can do for ourselves. So I'll give that a try. Tonight or tomorrow, and I'll post in the binge Facebook group what I came up with. So I hadn't even had a chance to do that yet. Because I just got the idea a minute ago. So, all right, y'all, let's see. Anything else? Anything else? Any other questions? Anybody else want to get coached? We've got a few more minutes to go. Let's see here. Let me kind of go through the chat. Because y'all, I could just sit here and chit chat all day long. Physical connection is a basic need, just like food and water. Absolutely, Christy. I was actually doing a call with Bryn the other day for the public out in the public, not for members. And she was talking about how as women, we are just not meeting our basic needs a lot of times, and that's why we eat. I would love to hear in the chat, what is one basic need, like food, water, physical connection, shelter, self-care, right? This is really what we're talking about. What is one basic need that some of you all need to kind of level up just a tad? Sleep. There we go, Jean. Great one. Stacy, did you not just see me hug myself? We hug ourselves. I'm thinking about, for some reason, I was in my yoga class this morning. I heard that Miley Cyrus song about flowers. I can buy myself flowers. I can write my name in the sand, and I can talk to myself for hours. Y'all, we've got to learn to like being with ourselves and loving on ourselves. That's what's missing a lot of times, is connection with ourselves. See, it's so funny, right? How we kind of see we're wired for connection, but we think it's with someone else. But we got to start with us first, connecting with ourselves first. And literal physical touch is one way to do that. It can be very lot of times, y'all, we are not in touch. Like, literally, we're not in touch with our bodies. We don't touch ourselves very much. We just, like, go throughout our days very disconnected to ourselves physically and also emotionally and mentally. So connection is so many different things. All right, sleep. What else on the self-care y'all need to? Oh, Christy hugs her dogs. What else in the self-care realm? I think for me, something that I'm gonna kind of step up on and kind of level up on is like shaving my legs and like lotioning my legs, especially as we get into the warmer months. Y'all, I got some hairs on these legs that are, and that's also about touching. That's, you know, that involves touching yourself, right? And kind of massaging yourself and things like that. So just that connection is what we're talking about. And that is such a huge form of self-care. Let's see, what else? What else? What else? Being okay with taking a break. Preach, Gladys. Okay. Self-care. Taking a break. My other favorite form of self-care, going to the bathroom when you need to go to the bathroom. I will sit here in this chair so long before I get up and go to the bathroom. And it's like, Betsy, go. So yeah, like it's all these ways of self-care that we're just not even thinking about. I mean, manis and pedis are great. Shaving my legs are, you know, all that's great. But I mean, basic human needs, y'all, is going to the bathroom when we need to go and not holding it for hours. And that might involve reaching out for help. Hey, can you hold down the fort while I run to the bathroom? Facial routine. Yes. One of my forms of self-care I'm still practicing is brushing and flossing my teeth at night. I'm going to try to get good at that first, and then I might go to washing my face. Not there yet. Not there yet. I'm just too sleepy, y'all. That's my excuse. But sleep is definitely another one, and you can absolutely just level up so small every night, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, just a little bit earlier every night if you're working on getting more sleep, okay? All right, y'all. I think that's it. This has been so good. Just such a good mix of coaching and teaching. And I really just encourage y'all to check out that Trusting Your Body Toolkit and also the entire Trusting Your Body course. Who all is coming to camp, either in person or virtually? It's almost camp time. So yeah. It's going to be so fun. If for those of y'all who are coming virtually, stay tuned. I'm going to be doing a call on Saturday morning about all about the virtual camp experience. Cause I am the pit boss this year. I'm back to being the pit boss, which means that I will be in the room with all the virtual campers and the amazing coaches who will be the virtual coaches. And I'm so excited to be in there and really just have the most fun with all of y'all. I can't wait for the dance parties and all the amazing things we're going to do in the virtual rooms. And then I will see in person, oh, how many? Hundreds of you all in person in Nashville. And I'm so excited because I was in Egypt last year in November, living my best life. So, which is why I was not at camp last November. So it is like, I've been missing me some camp. So I'm so excited. And by the way, for those of you all, Christy, if you want to throw up this link, this will be the last thing we do. There is still room for you in virtual camp. And here's the deal, y'all. I've been going through the workbook, the Body Love Revolution workbook for camp. And there is not one person in this membership who is not going to benefit from that stuff. I thought I had a pretty good I loved my body quite a bit and thought I looked pretty good and, you know, thought I was good. And then I started in that workbook and I was like, whoa, okay. There's some stuff to work on here. There is some stuff to look at here. And that's good news, right? There's always just stuff to work on and stuff to level up on. So if any of you all still are interested, virtual is still open. We can't guarantee that your swag will get there in time for camp, but it might. And if it doesn't get there by the time camp comes, it will be soon after. Okay. So you can definitely come to camp without your swag, because you can download the workbook. You can just get you a blank notebook and you can do camp. Okay. So don't have that be an excuse to not register. All right. Because we'd love, love, love to have you in one of those virtual rooms. I can't wait to be there and to experience camp with y'all. All right. All right, guys, this was so much fun. And I'm always in and out of that binge Facebook group. So feel free to tag me or ask me any questions in there. I'm also in Ask Coaches. If you want to put my name in the title of your question, that question will find its way to me and I will answer it as soon as I can. And I'm just always glad to help. I'm your girl when it comes to binge eating. I've done it all. I've seen it all. I've felt it all. I've experienced it all. And I may binge every once in a while, and that is okay, because I know I can live my dreams, achieve all my goals. And I don't let that, you know, I don't let that stop me. So it's okay. It's okay. And you're normal. And we're all here to support you. Okay. All right, guys. Take care. See you soon. All right. Bye.